Current state on WKAR, say you're a woman and you're interviewing for a job in a traditionally male-dominated field like engineering. What qualities about yourself should you highlight in your interview? Will a new MSU study offer some ideas? And our Melissa Benmark has more.
Well, I'm sure, as you can imagine, why would a female like me be interested in a study about women in mostly male-dominated fields like radio, right? So I talked to one of the study's co-authors, that's Anne-Marie Ryan, and she's a professor of organizational psychology here at MSU, and first kind of laid out what the study was looking at.
Well, we were particularly interested in the fact that there's a lot of conflicting advice for job applicants, particularly job applicants who maybe belong to a social category, a gender group, an ethnic group, an age group, where there might be concern about stereotyping, in particular in association with going for certain types of jobs. And so in this study, we looked at whether women who are applying for a job in a male-dominated field, how they might approach this issue of talking about that fact in an interview, should they talk about it at all, that they're a woman in a very male-dominated field, and then what attributes, when talking about themselves and their skills, should they perhaps emphasize to make sure that they're combating stereotypes that might exist, or at least making sure they get the job they deserve. So we looked at both the fact that if you acknowledge I am a woman in a male-dominated field, is that okay, or is that seen as sort of playing the gender card? And then the other thing we looked at was how they described themselves and how that led to differences in evaluations. And what we found is that describing yourself in more what we would call agentic terms, which would be things like ambitious, assertive, that's seen as fitting the job. The job we used was a manager in an engineering firm, versus describing yourself in terms that are associated with good leadership, like being a supportive, developmental leader, really supporting your employees. Also seen as good leadership qualities, but traditionally associated with being more feminine. And we found that that actually resulted in lower evaluation. So really describing oneself or emphasizing the side of oneself, examples of when one is assertive or ambitious, takes charge, would be a good idea. Simply talking about acknowledging the fact that one is somewhat of a minority in a field was not really a positive thing to do.
So talking about the 800-pound gorilla is probably not the way to go.
Right. And it's interesting because there is conflicting advice about that. There are other studies that have shown, for example, if someone has a physical disability, it is a good idea to talk about it in the interview, even though you're not required by any means legally, just perhaps maybe to put the other person at ease. So this is one study. Hopefully we can do more research looking at how individuals manage their identity in interview situations, how they talk about themselves, particularly if they find that they may be in the minority or they may be stereotyped against, how best to manage that. I think it's important to emphasize, though, we are not saying that individuals are responsible for sort of preventing discrimination or individuals should lie about who they are or what characteristics they possess in an interview. We're simply trying to say, as job seekers try to navigate the difficulties of finding a job, what advice is useful advice, what advice has no evidence to back it up.
It's interesting about that women going into male fields seem to do better when they emphasize male qualities. Do you know of any research that indicates that men going into traditionally female fields do better emphasizing female qualities?
Yeah, that would be an interesting question. I mean, we did look at men in our study, but for these particular jobs, and once again, did not find that men emphasizing what we would call more communal characteristics, being developmental, being nurturing, focusing on cooperation, that actually had negative effects. But that would be a logical next step for research.
To some extent, it makes sense that job seekers would try to say what they think will get the potential employer to hire them. But how is this different than that?
It does fit under, I guess, the broader umbrella of impression management in an interview. And everybody wants to put their best foot forward. Once again, impression management isn't necessarily lying about who you are or presenting a false profile. It's just, how can I make the best possible impression about my qualifications? This particular line of research focuses specifically on those kinds of aspects of impression management that deal with your social group identity. So, for example, if you're an older worker and you're going for a job, some of our research has looked at, well, older workers get advice about maybe, you know, lie about your age, dye your hair, you know, make sure you delete things from your resume that might make you seem dated. You know, older workers might be dealing with stereotypes, especially in an industry that's fast-paced, like a tech industry. If they're moving from an older industry, manufacturing industry, how can they show that, yes, I am innovative, I'm able to keep up? How do you emphasize that? How do you bring that out? So this is about managing or putting your best foot forward in an interview in relation to the stereotypes that might exist about a particular group you belong to.
When women played up their quote-unquote masculine traits, was there a difference in how they were perceived depending on whether the employer, the interviewer, was male or female?
Actually, we did not find much of a difference. We did look, though, at the level of sexism endorsed. And individuals who are sexist definitely have a bias, and that's apparent. And I think that's important to recognize, too. A lot of times we think, well, these are just biased people, biased interviewers. No, once you control for actually their level of biased attitudes and you still find effects, we're talking really about things that are a little less conscious for all of us about how we think about people and how we categorize them.
One of the masculine-like traits you mentioned is assertiveness, and isn't it potentially kind of a double-edged sword because some women are afraid they'll be perceived as strident or aggressive or rather than assertive in a positive way?
Oh, yes, definitely. And there is research that shows that women who are very assertive get more negative, for example, performance evaluations in the workplace. So this is this balancing act, this conflicting advice about how do I present myself and make sure they see me as fitting this job, and the job is seen, the job, there's a stereotype associated with the job that you have to be a take charge kind of go-getter, goal setter. How do I show that, but at the same time not be perceived as not fitting my gender role? So some of the research talks about this is a dilemma for people who are pursuing a job where the role is kind of incongruent with their gender group, or as I mentioned before, older workers seeking a job maybe in a field that's perceived as youthful, fast pace. There, the stereotype of the occupation isn't consistent with the stereotype of the group they belong to. And so they've got to think about, well, how do I be true to myself? What do I emphasize? Do I focus on, well, here's what I bring different to the table, the counter stereotype in relation to my social category? Or do I focus on how I fit the job, or what kinds of things should I do, or what should I think about? And we're really finding it's probably pretty complex. And so I think it's really important for people to be conscious, though, of the fact that as they go into job-seeking settings, that all of these forces are at play.
When you do research like this, I can imagine that either your peers or just colleagues or just civilians who are responding to a story they read on the MSU website, that this is maybe a lot more polarizing than finding a new virus or something like that, that people can take the tack that, you know, women are complaining about this or that men are being sexist about this or whatever. Do you get really passionate responses from people about your research?
That's a really good question, and I think sometimes it does. And I think part of it is people don't really read the research, so they're looking at kind of a short clip or a headline and saying, "Oh, women, man up! Oh no, that's bad," and they haven't really, you know, that was the question posed in the research, and they're not really getting into, well, here's the different strategies that one might use and why this might be important to look at, and why it's not just about women, it's about all of us. All of us come to workplace situations, to job interviews. We bring with us who we are. How we manage our identity in the workplace is really important, whether it be age, religion, gender, ethnicity, anything, sexual orientation, anything about your background, it's part of who you are. Now, we would all say, well, it's not really relevant to the job, it's not really relevant to getting a job, but we also know from years and years of research that we do unconsciously categorize people. It's the way we process information about them. And so if there are things that I as an individual can do coming to a workplace situation to help make things smoother for myself, I think I want to know that.
All right. Dr. Anne-Marie Ryan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.